Super Bowl 42, about 45 minutes away from kickoff. The Giants and the New England Patriots in Glendale, Arizona. Chris Carlin, Dave Jennings back in the Pathmark tailgate party broadcast booth at the University of Phoenix Stadium. And it is time to play You Make the Call, brought to you by Verizon Wireless. Here's how the game works. We will describe the beginning of a play from a Giants game. We'll give you three choices of how the play ends. One of them is correct. You make the right call, you win. All right, let's do it. Frank in Park Ridge is our contestant today. Hello, Frank.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Good. Are you feeling lucky today, Frank?
Come on. It's the last one of the year. You got to give me one.
All right. Well, listen, Frank. I think Dave and I would both agree. If you don't get this one, you don't deserve to win it, all right?
Okay.
We're not going to go back too far. They last played the Patriots in the final game of the regular season, as we know, trying to end their undefeated season. Giants tried to get off to a fast start, had the ball in the Patriots 7. On their opening drive, which of the following happened? A, did Eli Manning hit Kevin Boss in the end zone for a touchdown? B, did Manning throw it to Brandon Jacobs, who ran it in for a touchdown? Or C, did Manning hit Plaxico Burress in the corner of the end zone for a touchdown? You make the call, Frank.
We'll go Brandon Jacobs, baby. Brandon Jacobs.
Brandon Jacobs.
He's not confident of that.
Let's find out.
Manning out of the gun on a second and goal at the 7. He's got Jacobs to his left. Toomer in motion for the right. Manning back, looks, has time, circle right over the middle. He's got Jacob climbing his way off a tackle. Dives for the goal line. No signal yet. Touchdown! Emphatic running by Brandon Jacobs, and the Giants strike first.
Good job, Frank.
How about
Thanks,
that?
Chris.
All right.
Hopefully the Giants follow suit.
You win a Cron watch, my friend, and you're right. Hopefully that's a good omen.
Thanks.
All right, Frank. And right now, time to go down on the field. The Pat Hanlon Report is brought to you by the Comcast Triple Play Digital Cable, high-speed internet, digital voice, all on one bill for one low price. Call 1-800-COMCAST. And we welcome in the Vice President of Public Relations for the Giants, Mr. Hanlon. How are you?
I'm doing outstanding. I can barely hear you. There's a lot of clutter in this building.
Understandable with all the music and the noise. Hey, Pat, we'll start off with Jeremy Shockey, who did decide late in the week to make the trip here to Glendale, and he came out on the field earlier.
I don't think he made his decision later in the week. Right after we won in Green Bay, a couple things happened. One, he started sending messages to the world about how proud he was of this group, and he told Frank Mara how proud his father would have been of this team. So he was right in the mix right from the end of the Green Bay game. And his mother's birthday is today. So she wanted to come to the Super Bowl. And for the last 2 weeks, I was under the impression he would be here. I know that there was a lot of media speculation about that. But I think he always planned to be here.
So what, he is here?
He is here.
Yeah, he was down here on the field a little while ago.
Hey, Pat. All the people you've talked to in this business over the last week anyway, it's been a kind of overwhelming the amount of people are saying that the Patriots are going to win here.
That the Patriots have what, Dave? I'm having a hard time here.
That they have a hard time believing that the Giants can beat up on the Patriots.
Well, you know, I'm glad you asked that question. And because as we have discussed for the last several weeks, you guys have been great students.
And
it's not going to be a final exam today. We're going to leave this class with the final message. And the final message is this. Nobody's perfect. Now, I learned that a long, long time ago. So I'm going to share that insight with you that nobody's perfect. And let's see how this thing plays out.
Fair enough.
Fair enough. Hey, Pat, you know, read a little bit about the coach's message to the team last night. And one guy in particular that's become a big part of the Giants over the last couple of months is Lieutenant Colonel Greg Gadsden. Tell us a little bit about him last night and his message to the team, because he did address them again.
Yeah, he talked to him for about 5 minutes. And, of course, he has been, you know, he showed up on the scene as far as this team is concerned in week 3 down at Washington when we really needed him. And he's been with us ever since, and we truly, truly feel like he's a part of the team. I don't know if people know this, but Corey Webster gave Gadsden that football that he intercepted up in Green Bay to put us in position to win the game. Corey Webster gave him that ball after that Washington game in week 3. Plaxico Burress ran into the locker room and ripped his jersey off and handed it to Gadsden. Gadsden is truly a part of this team. He talked to the team for about 5 minutes last night. He talked about pride, he talked about poise, he talked about team, and he talked about belief in each other and belief in yourself. And as always, every time he talks to us, it is truly an inspiration. He's an amazing man.
And finally, Pat, what did the coach have to say last night?
Well, the coach talked about, this is the first time he's done this. He talked about being a part of the 1990 New York Giants team and what that felt like and what it meant to him and what it meant to his family and his friends and how everybody is affected by winning the world championship. And he's told the team that he wants to win this game today so that everybody in that room could go through that same experience and enjoy those same feelings.
Hey, Pat, it's been a fun year. Thanks for the lectures over the last few weeks.
Hey, you guys passed the course.
All right, thanks, Pat.
All right, thank you.
Vice President of Communications for the Giants, Pat Hanlon, joining us on the Coors Light Giants pregame, as he does week in and week out throughout the season. Up next, we visit with a guy who hasn't been to a Super Bowl, and he'll make his first appearance today in his 11-year career, Giants cornerback Sam Madison. Stay with us as we continue from Glendale.